All right. It's a very special day. Let's get to it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday, you magnificent bitches. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the birthday boy. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send your messages, and if Aaron likes them, he will respond on air for almost 5 seconds. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And, of course, you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Very easy. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on Twitch. Or if you're already on Twitch, which many of you may be, then just go click on ESPN975. That's simple. And it's a Tuesday, kind of crappy weather. Everybody's usually in a bad mood. I don't know how you can be in a bad mood because it's football week.
Yeah.
We got...
It's time.
It's here, man. It's on. It's college football.
We've been like counting down weeks and then boom.
And all of a sudden, yeah.
It's here.
I was going through working on my pregame plays today. That's how excited I am about it. So, yeah. What else is going on, man? You're old now.
I'm,
officially.
No. I'm a year away from being old officially, but I'm older, certainly.
Well, happy birthday. We'll start with that.
Thank you.
Brought you a little alcohol.
I appreciate that. You feel, as always.
Feel free to use, you can drink now if you want.
I'm good for now. I got to drive.
Yeah, so do I. I was going to say this would be a good day for us to just get totally trash and then I go crash my wife's new SUV and piss her off just for the hell of it.
Yeah, well, that's always good.
Yeah, and sometimes you want to do these things.
Yeah.
Those are the old days. Now I'm just old.
I get to spend my my birthday evening taking my son to a hitting lesson after work. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah,
that's not a bad way to spend it. You get home and then you can get ripped.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, doing things with your kids because, believe me, he's not that far away from once he's off to college, you never hear from him again.
That is true.
Except when they need something. So enjoy it while you got it.
So, speaking of parenting, I'll ask you this. Today he found out what team he made for football.
Yeah.
Like the A team or the B team. He's never played football before.
Okay.
And he was convinced that he was going to make the A team. Convinced.
Everyone always is.
And he's been out, and I guess he's had good practices, good reps. Here, a couple problems with this theory. He is a... white wide receiver, and he is slow.
But can he block? Because if he can, Gary Kubiak will find a place for him.
He can block, and he's got good hands.
Okay. Is he heady? Is he a heady player?
He's a heady player.
Okay. Does he run good routes?
He does, but one thing I noticed, I took him to practice on Saturday. I did notice that if he runs his route and the ball goes to the other side of the field, he throws his hands up like, what the hell? And just, he's no longer involved in that play. Long story short, he made the B team. He said they told him he's a starting X on the B team.
That's better than being back up on the A team.
I think it's good, too. And I told him, and I think most of the kids who have never played football before are all on the B team. Because a lot of these kids have been playing like Pee Wee or whatever.
Right.
And I told him, I think you'll enjoy it more being on the B team and actually getting to play versus being on the A team and sitting over there with your helmet, you know, on your hip all day.
I agree.
So, I haven't talked to him since the announcement, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to go home and he's going to be bummed. That's the right mindset, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, well, he gets a chance to play and also hopefully motivate him a little bit.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, if you just started playing football, take a look at the work you're going to have to put into it if you want to be good enough to be on that kind of team. And, you know, tell them to have more fun playing. It's always more fun to play than it is to have to sit there and watch guys who are better than you, which pretty much my whole life at everything. But,
Well, I'll tell you what, because when he has to sit in baseball, it might as well be the world's coming to an end. And it could be because there's another kid on the team who hasn't gotten to play in three games. And they're like, if he sits for an inning or two, it's like devastating to him. So I think this is going to end up being the best case scenario.
Well, it's also, it's going to be hard for him because a lot of kids don't play more than one sport anymore. And the way we were growing up, we played them all.
Yeah.
And if you're good at one of them, you think you should be good at all of them.
Yeah.
Like I was best at baseball, but I love football the most. And I wasn't as good at football as I was baseball. But that's it, you know, but I thought I should be as good at that as I was baseball. I thought I should be good at – you could just roll into basketball. So, yeah, I'm just going to go play basketball. I'm good enough. No. There's an adjustment period. Yeah, you have to learn. And so that's got to be a little hard on him too because he's one of your better players in baseball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's – he'll be fine once he gets out there and has some success. That'll be the big thing. The where it'll be bad is if he goes out and he doesn't play well for a prolonged period of time. Then that'll start jacking him. But hopefully he'll get out and have some
success. He'll be fine. Mm. I'm telling him that this is a good thing being on the B team. You know, cause it's not like you're playing. It's not like even varsity versus JV in high school. It's a big. It's not as big of a deal in junior high to be on the A team or the B team. No one really cares.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I started out on the B team there.
Like, if you get to your senior year and you're not, I mean, almost everybody your senior year is on the varsity.
Right.
Or
you're just not playing.
Right. Yeah. A lot of seniors make the varsity team and don't play. I would much, but when you're a senior, you would much rather be a start or a bench player on the varsity than a starter on the JV. No one wants to be a senior on the junior varsity team. That's a bad look.
Yeah, I didn't think
it's almost a rite of passage.
When I played, they didn't let us do that. You couldn't have seniors on JV.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Yeah. So at some point you've got to be on that top team, and you might have to sit. Okay, that sucks. But when you're young, just get as much playing time as you can. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, get out there and learn the game. Take advantage of your opportunities. I mean, so much better to get game action than it is to sit there and watch. So, lots of birthday wishes, Trucker JV. Speaking of JV, Chris, a lot of other people on.
Thank you.
The text
Thank you
line
all for the
wishing
birthday
you happy
wishes.
Birthday. 2811 wants to know: is he sneaky athletic?
No.
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered all the stereotypes there.
Yeah, he is what we would call plodding.
Okay. Then maybe a receiver's not.
It's basically all the same things I describe him with baseball. I mean, he is not a great athlete. I shouldn't say that. He's good at sports. He's not overly athletic. How about that?
Well, in terms of like speed and mobility,
right?
Yeah,
he's not. He
sounds
not
like
a,
he's got really good hand eye. If he's that good of a hitter,
yeah, he's not a run fast, jump high kid.
So he's a Larry Bird type.
Kind of Larry Birdish, yeah.
But that doesn't mean he can't be great.
Yeah.
Well, day whatever of the Jadeveon Clowney deal. Apparently he's fired his agent.
Yeah. Apparently he did that like 5 days ago.
Well,
so
what good does that do? I mean, what difference does it make at this point? Because your options are sit out or sign with the Texans and have them trade you wherever they want to trade you.
Yeah. I don't really know what. I guess his agent thought, or his agent told him, we're going to get you exactly what you want, which I'm guessing was a long-term extension with the Texans. More and more, it's starting to look like that's not going to happen. So Jadeveon's pissed off, says, okay, you're fired. And now, what's going to happen? He's going to get traded? I can't imagine now that. I mean, I guess he could come back and play. I don't know if he's. I don't know if the Texans are insistent on trading him now. If the Texans feel like, well, if he wants to be here this year, let's have him here. I'm not sure what's in the Texans' mind. I don't know what's in Jadavian's mind. So it's a weird situation.
Yeah, without talking to the guy, there's no way of knowing what's in his mind. There is a story that just hit on Pro Football Talk, so take it for what it's worth. But the Dolphins are very interested in him, which we've heard. I mean, that's been out there for a while. And Clowney prefers to play for the Seahawks or the Eagles, per Aaron Wilson from the Chronicle.
Okay.
Which
he likes to play for teams that almost always make the playoffs, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. And now, I don't know what those team salary cap situations are. I can't imagine that they've got $15 million lying around this late in the game. But I could be wrong about that. I'll check on over the cap. But, yeah, basically the only leverage he has is to say, well, if you trade me somewhere, I'm not going to sign long-term with him. Well, that team can still hit him again next year.
They
so
could.
You get him for 2 years.
And I'm sure every crappy team thinks that, oh, we'll have him here for 2 years, and he'll be convinced that he wants to stay long-term.
Yeah. But
okay. Like with Miami, for instance, think about what Miami's going to be over the next 32 regular season football games.
They're going to be really bad.
Over under 8 wins in those 32.
Oh, combined?
Yeah.
I'll go slightly over. I'm seeing 4-12, and then they improve to 5-11.
I think 4-12 would be that'd be strong this year. I wouldn't. Plus, I'm not counting on it for sure.
Yet another Belichick guy that they've hired down there, so you know that franchise is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. That's
Is Jadavian, after winning 8 or 9 games there, going to be like, yeah, you know what? This is really the spot for me. This is where I want my legacy to end up.
Take your 15 this year and your 20 next year, and then you can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
And you know, and who knows at that point?
Well, I mean, at that point, the Dolphins will have a massive amount of cap space when he walks away, just like the Texans would now if he walks away. So
Texans already have it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They don't need any more cap space. They haven't spent anything.
Yeah, the Colts and the Texans now number one and number two in available cap space.
Which is meaningless now.
No, doesn't do any good now.
Yeah, exactly. So my sports map column for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You gonna spoil it?
I'm gonna spoil it a little bit.
Is it basically like an ode to me, a happy birthday? Like, you're the best radio partner I've ever had.
No.
You know, thanks for...
You have to die for me to do something like that or be like, you know, really ill.
But then I won't appreciate it.
I know, because you'll be dead.
Right.
But yeah, just a birthday ode seems a little... Yeah, it needs to be something else. It needs to be... I thought you were making a suggestion. You were telling me what I have to read here. It has to... Well, not death. But I need to think about what it would take. It can't just be a birthday, especially not a 39th. That's not even a milestone. Maybe at 40.
Okay.
Maybe. But no, I mentioned this yesterday. I ranked the AFC South coaches.
Okay.
And it was easier than I thought it would be.
Okay.
So, and I get into a lot of detail on the article, but it'll hit tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. But if I'll give you a little tease. I bet you can guess the order. And then you know what I did? I went and looked at NFL.com and two other coach rankings after I did it just to see how they... Because the real hard one was O'Brien and Marone.
Yeah.
And all of them had them in the same order I did. But no one was higher than number 12. So that tells you what kind of mediocrity we have in the division.
Yeah.
But I bet you can guess the order.
I've got an idea.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to ruin the article, though.
Oh, you're not going to ruin the article because I've got all these detailed breakdowns about why. Well, I'll spoil it that Frank Reich's number one.
Yeah.
And you know, while he hasn't had, I mean, he's only had one season. So same thing with Vrabel. This thing could go south in a hurry. But when you look at his pedigree coming in, he had by far the best. In terms of being a successful offensive coordinator, winning a Super Bowl, developing Carson Wentz, and then, oh, by the way, winning 10 games in a playoff game in his first year. Now, will he do that with Brisket? We'll find out.
Yeah.
And but if you like Jacoby, you can draft him on draft, and maybe you'll win $3.5 million. Well, maybe you'll be in the $3.5 million best ball championship on draft. That's right, $3.5 million will be given out. And guys, I've been playing on draft. I played last year playing baseball. I've got a season-long baseball going on right now that I'm in first place on. I've been playing some daily. I will be just crushing it once football starts, playing weekly. And I'm going to play this best ball. $3.5 million in real money. Season-long, but with no management. You just set it and forget it. The cool thing is once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players get automatically started. You'll get the best score every week, guaranteed. No salary caps. You play in a real-life snake draft just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. And the cool thing is, like, unlike a lot of these other sites, you might put together a great team, and then you look up, everybody's got the same team. That doesn't happen here because you're drafting. Your team is unique to you. And leagues start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. Get in and do some baseball tonight. Put your man Justin Verlander in there, or Charlie Morton. Go get those guys. It's available in the App Store and Google Play or online at draft.com. For a limited time only, you can get a free entry into the Best Ball Championship when you make your first deposit. $3.5 million on the line, but you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right, a free shot at $1 million payday just by using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and come play for free with promo code FRED.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple things from Twitter. Brother Bear said, you talked about this before, but just because the light is green does not mean you get to block the road, dickweed. Thanos them all. Dude, I know it's always bad, but it's worse now that school has started again, especially when I'm coming in the afternoons. And whenever, like, all my little side streets that I usually use whenever 59's a mess, they all have construction on them now. So, like, I don't even have a good side street. And, I really wish everyone would not use West Park just as a favor to me. Here's a PSA. Don't go on West Park if you're not using 59. In fact, leave that as open as possible because, that's where I like to go. It's kind of my way of getting in here. And it's just been a disaster the last couple of days. So, I'm just asking nicely.
No one's going to listen.
I know. No, go to Richmond where it's down to one lane once you get past Westland or Westheimer. Yeah, go over there because they need more traffic over there. That'd be perfect for you. Lamont said Pendergast had a guest on Sunday, and he said Clowney could agree with the understanding by the other team they can't franchise him again. I guess, but how do you hold a team to that? Because let's say you fire the coach and the GM because your team sucked, and they decide they don't have to honor that.
Now, the only thing I would say is it makes you look bad if you are if you're a team who says we won't franchise you again, and then you do. Now you become a tougher sell to a free agent because players will pass that news around.
Yeah, it just depends on it depends on the team. I mean, the Patriots treat people like crap all the time, and they still get guys. You know, I don't know. I think it's a little overrated.
Lying to someone,
but that's not really lying. If you fire everybody, the new guys come in.
That's true.
It's like, hey, I didn't make that promise.
That is true.
And if we can't come to a deal, yeah. Kenichiwa says, Fred needs to commit to the hat or no hat. This back and forth is confusing. I like wearing hats some days. I just don't have to wear them all the time anymore, so it depends. Like today, I was at the gym before I came in, so I'm dressed more casually. Yesterday, we had, I guess I wore one yesterday, too. Most days, though, when I have meetings, I don't wear a hat. I'm sorry to confuse everyone. It's pretty simple. It's nothing wrong with the hair. It's just I felt like wearing a hat today. I like not having to do it all the time. So, it's not Patriots can get away with that.
And that's your choice. You now have You know, have options.
I do. And it's much better than not having options. And that would have been a perfect time for a live read on it, but I don't have one today for Dr. Linville. So there you go. Okay. I don't know why I'm on LinkedIn. Most of the time it's people wanting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, like about once a month, I get an email and they send me this list of top job picks for you.
I actually signed you up for that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So,
David Gow and I actually had a meeting, and we were like, "I've got an idea."
Yeah. Well, none of these are like anything I would be remotely interested in.
Oh. Well,
you guys need to do a better job. Maybe you need to get in there and change the profile a little bit. Like, one of them is director media relations and crisis communications for an oil company. One of them is sports planner.
Think about that. Oil, there's money in oil.
Yeah.
Anything that has to, like, you've got to work during a crisis, there's money. That could be like a double hammer.
Why do I want that?
Why do I want money?
No, I'm fine with money. Why do I want to go work in a crisis situation?
I don't know.
Is it working during a crisis situation, or is it when they screw up and, like, spill oil, you're the one who has to spin it to the media that, it's the starfish actually wanted the oil, so we had to do it on purpose.
Yeah, I can spin things. I mean, I could do that very well, but that's not what I want. Why would I want to do that? One of them is a social media manager for a public school. I mean, what the hell? None of these are even remotely interesting. A communications manager for the opera. Yeah. So I don't know how I got this or why, but I really want off of it. Because I have no interest in any jobs right now, especially these. What are your thoughts about somebody driving on the freeway using sign language to their passenger and then paying attention to the passenger sign language? So I obviously have no hands on the wheel.
I don't think sign language is a good idea while driving.
Yeah, I don't think sign language or texting or, I'll throw one more little pet peeve in there that happened a bunch today. It's like if you're trying to, especially when there's a bunch of traffic, if somebody behind you is changing lanes and getting in behind you, don't leave 15 feet to the next car. Because now you're backing up two lanes. All you got to do is pull up so they can get in there, and then everybody can get by on the other side. Seems like a simple request. I think I'm just getting old. I really do. It's like all this stuff is it just bothers the snot out of me now. How people act like jerks to each other on the road. And you see it every day. It's Houston. So Space Ghost says he needs a job. He has an interview tomorrow. Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, we'll give you some blitz karma there. Somebody said I got the exact same recommendations and I'm 32. Well, good luck, sir. I hope one of those is for you. And of course I get a bunch of people saying, please add me to your LinkedIn network. Great. What, so you can offer me jobs with the opera? Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, mostly I don't really use it at all.
I don't really either.
I mean most of the time if I'm trying to communicate with someone about a job, it's just email or whatever. I don't go on there and people and look and say, hey man, do you have anything for Sports Map? I don't think that's ever come up on there.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see who the Browns released?
Jalen Strong.
Your good friend Jalen Strong.
Yeah.
I was wondering what happened to him the other day when I started to I was doing the third round picks. And, of course, as you recall, he was a third-round pick of the Texans.
Yeah.
And he continues to go nowhere. So
I mean, he's just not – he's not a good NFL player.
He never was.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that was not the best draft pick.
And he was a strong college player.
Yeah.
Just not
–
didn't translate. Sometimes it works out that way.
It doesn't translate all the time. All right, guys. Hey, you got – football this weekend, college football all over the place, NFL next week. Guess what that means? Time to bet on MyBookie and bet, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag. They've got more odds, more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And hey, if you've been thinking about playing the Super Contest, guess what? They've got one for you. If you sign up now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to bet on your favorite team. So up to $1,000, they're going to double your deposit. How about $100,000? You win MyBookie's first ever NFL handicapping super contest, and $100,000 is all yours. And you will have beaten me because I'm going to be playing in that. Don't play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best. MyBookie.ag. Use promo code radio to get your exclusive double your money offer today. $100 buy-in for the super contest. So here's your chance. See where you stack up. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, and get paid at mybookie.ag.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. A couple people asking about college football. It's like, you've done your college football for the regular, for the first week yet. It's like, I'm almost done with it. Did a lot of research today. There's a few games I like, and then somebody's asking about, is the over-under on Houston OU too high because he's going to want to run the ball more. 82.5, I'm
not
sure.
Who's going to want to run the ball more?
Dana. Dana, he came on Granato's show today and was talking about it. I'm not listening to that.
Here's something. Dana's going to want to run the ball more. Dana also doesn't have a defense right now.
Yeah.
Which means Oklahoma's going to score many, many points. If they're down, you know, 40-20... running the ball is not really an option at that point. And I think it's going to be the number's too high for me to feel comfortable playing it. But if I had, like, there was a gun to my head and I had to say over or under 82, whatever it is,
82.5,
I'd be over it. I wouldn't feel great about it, but
yeah, especially week one though, because I don't think your offenses are going to be totally cranked up,
but I do think those are two very good offenses and at least one really bad defense.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Well, I think two. That makes it more appealing that way. But I'm more interested in UH plus 24. I think that number is too high for me. So, although, if I'm not mistaken, so they play Sunday night, and then they have to come back Friday night and play Washington State. Is that right?
Yeah. I think their first 4 weeks, they're all short weeks somehow.
That's really weird because that's going to change my opinion.
Or they play like four games in just barely over 3 weeks.
Yeah, that kind of changes my opinion of the Washington State game because you're playing a really good opponent week one, chance to get beat up a little bit, and then have to come back on a short week. But we shall see. But yeah, there's a few games I like. I mean, I think there's some big numbers. Like Georgia Tech plus 36.5 against Clemson. It's like the largest number that they've ever had, I think. I think Brad tweeted that out. I'm interested in Florida International and Tulane. I think that's a
good game.
That's a good matchup there. I think I'm a little interested in Utah BYU as well.
I am too.
So not sure exactly where I'm going yet, but I do like Utah a lot. It's 5.5, and that inside a touchdown, I think I like Utah, but nothing really firm yet. Because
my plays have been up. I got mine up 2 weeks ago, I guess, on pregame. So I actually have a package up with Thursday, Friday games, and then a Saturday package. So RJ kind of nudged me. Hey, you may want to get that stuff up sooner than later. So
yeah, I just didn't have any Well, I guess I should have given out the two last week, but I like to be really... On mine, I'm very discerning, and there's not as many games. I just...
Yeah.
And I like to wait as
long... I just put out what I bet.
Yeah, and that's what I do, too, but I like to wait as long as possible because, you know, a lot of times I'll bet 10 minutes before game, and obviously I can't do that with these, but you know, they'll be up. They'll be turned in tomorrow, so... 713-780-ESPN. Ah, UH plays Prairie View in between OU and Washington State.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Well, never mind then. For some reason, I got my dates off. I thought next weekend was the Washington State game.
No. That's their okay. Third game.
Okay. So, never mind then. But it's like, yeah, okay. Damn. Getting old. I love stuff like this. The New York Post sends out a story today. And here's your headline. The college football playoff fix the sport is reluctant to make. And so they go and set up this whole thing. Like they have this great idea to fix the college football playoff. You'll never guess what they came up with, AJ.
Adding more teams?
Eight teams. An eight team with your five champions and one non-power five and two at largest.
This is like real originality.
This is the most original thing I think I've ever seen. So, great job. And I'm reading it because it takes forever to get to the point. They're talking about the history of it and everything. And I'm like, oh, good, man. Maybe they got something different here. Nope. 18 playoff. It's like, great.
Shame.
That's your big selling point. Thank you, New York Post, for wasting half of my day.
Whoever they paid to write that article, they need to check for plagiarism. Somebody should do it. Like, just put that into the Google thing.
Boy, like we've never, like that's never been a conversation on every sports talk show ever, right? I mean, now, I did find something else that I found a little more interesting. Until you get a couple of years where there's no way to determine who the four best teams are, I'm okay with it the way it is right now. They can make more money. But apparently, here's another one for you. NFL players and owners are reportedly open to playoff expansion. Well, to go from 12 to 14. NFL.
Owners are up for getting more games in. I don't know that they really care how it happens. They want more games. And the NFL players, they want a bigger piece of the revenue pie. And that's, I mean, obviously there's going to have to be concessions on both sides. You know, if they do, my guess is there's going to be more games one way or the other. What I would do if I were them, I would say we'll play an 18-game schedule and we'll have either no preseason or a greatly reduced preseason, like a two-game preseason. But I do think that there's going to be more games, whether it's regular season or playoffs. I think that's going to be added for sure.
I don't really want an 18-game season. As much as I love football, yeah, it's more to bet on. But I just think you're going to have so many dead games at the end there. And I guess it's better than two preseason games. But I obviously watch a lot of CFL where they have an 18-game schedule. And after a while, it just kind of gets boring. It's not just because it's, you know, not just because it's not NFL football. But
yeah,
at some point, you know, if you're getting Texans Jaguars in week 17 when both teams are 5-11, I mean, who cares? We get a lot of that now. You're just going to increase it. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Jason Braddock talking a little college football with us. He said the Clemson Georgia Tech number's high, but Tech is a triple option. We have time to prep your D for a unique look. Like triple option after a bye week bowl game or week one and get torched. Elite offense and solid defense. Tech can't throw from behind. Georgia Tech switching up their offensive scheme this year. They're going to a spread, which their new coach is a better recruiter than what they've had. And obviously, you're going to have better players. The reason why Georgia Tech's been able to be competitive in the ACC for so long running that triple option because they didn't have to have good players. They're not going to have good players right now. I could see Clemson housing them, but I kind of the same way I look at the A&M game when Clemson has look ahead to A&M, a team that's actually dangerous. it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for them to just go kick the doors in on this Georgia Tech team that they could beat blindfolded. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Although it's, if you're going to go out there and run spread against Clemson and you could easily start throwing picks, I mean, it can get ugly. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, you're mostly going to be giving out plays via pregame, not hating if y'all are selling now because y'all are good, just be a bit bummed. Yeah, well, I've been doing it for a couple of years now, but
I still have some picks. Yeah, on we'll still have some.
And honestly,
but yeah, I'm not going to go through my entire card every week on the show anymore.
No, but I will. We'll go over some games and leanings and things like that, especially when you have a full, you know, and especially NFL. We always do that on Tuesdays. You go through the lines a little bit. So we'll, none of that will change. And most of the time, I'll let the listeners know a couple of the plays on there, so that, you know, because I don't want to take that away because the listeners are still the most important
thing.
That's right. So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
All right. And if you want to get some beers in, you can do it at the Kima Craft Beer Fest Saturday, September 14th. It's back, baby. 2 to 5 p.m. the Kima Boardwalk and 24 different breweries, including a bunch of locals, Eighth Wonder, 11 Below, Buffalo Bayou, Galveston Island, Carbach, St. Arnold, Saloon Door, Spindle Tap. You got a bunch of those breweries, a bunch of national breweries, Sam Adams, Shiner, Sweetwater is going to be out there, Boulevard, Blue Moon, Deep. I mean, and some Founders will be there. Some of the other Texas breweries like Deep Element will be out there. And I want to say there was another Dallas brewery. Oh, another Independence out of Austin. They'll be out there. There's going to be a ton of great beers out there. You can buy your advance tickets now, only $44.95 a head. $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. There'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. And your ticketed wristband includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. And there's going to be live music all day. Jack Nelson Band and Velvet Punch will be playing. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or at any of the multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. You got to present a valid ID at the time of purchase. And you, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. KemaBeerFest.com. That's KemaBeerFest.com. Drop anything. Your plans, your man. I don't see a ring on your pretty little hand. Drop some plastic on the tab. My Chevy into gear. Drop your keys by my door. Your coat on my phone. We'll go from there. Drop everything. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. So, speaking of non-originality, USA Today already has their bowl projections out.
All right.
Care to guess who they have in the playoffs?
Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma.
Almost.
Oh.
They have Ohio State in there.
Instead of Oklahoma?
Instead of Georgia.
Oh, instead of Georgia?
Yeah.
Stupid. Didn't they hear me say Georgia's going to win the national championship?
They weren't paying attention. But guess what they have for the Sugar Bowl? Texas versus Georgia. Really?
Seen it.
Yeah. Really? Come on. Just some other ones you might be curious about. For the New Year's Six, they have Michigan versus Washington in the Rose. Virginia Tech, LSU in the Orange Bowl. And Notre Dame, Central Florida in the Cotton Bowl. So they're buying Central Florida stock again. I might be more interested in Memphis stock, frankly, this year, but we shall see. In the Citrus Bowl, Aggie gets Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah. TCU, Oregon in the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, I can't get excited about these fake bowl matchups, I'll be honest.
I know.
It just doesn't do it for me.
What's bad is when you just, Well, you're just mad because they don't have Georgia in there. They didn't listen to you on Georgia.
Listen, I'm trying to explain this to them.
Houston, Louisiana Tech in the Frisco Bowl. I'm not at all excited about that. So, there you go. So, you might be interested that they're already projecting and they're going to do it every week. So, I you know what would be fun is to keep this one and see how close they are at the end. Because, man, I just feel like Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma is fairly lazy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's just every year, right?
I mean, it's not unrealistic, though.
No, it could happen.
And I guess if you're playing the odds, that's sort of that's probably the safest way to go.
Well, I'm guessing Ohio State's kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I think there's a lot of people who think Memphis is going to be, or Memphis, Michigan is going to be the team that comes out of the Big Ten. So I guess that's their ballsy pick.
Doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs.
No.
Because Big Ten hasn't exactly been sending teams every year, which is why they keep whining about winning expansion.
Yep.
So there you have it. Already projecting bowls and not very original.
Too much.
Yeah.
It's too early.
It is too early. But that doesn't stop them. I mean, but hey, we can fix the playoff.
We just project the
let's fix the playoff.
What's going on with week one?
We got this original idea to fix the playoff.
That's not going
to
fix it.
Let's do it.
That's not original.
And oh, by the way, when is the playoff?
After the season.
We've played two regular season games, and we're already talking about it. I get it that people want to talk college football, but there's other things we can do. We don't have to force it. By the way, did you see the ratings for Miami, Florida?
No.
Through the roof.
Oh, really?
Highest rated college football game since 2016 on ESPN.
Damn.
4.1. So that was the biggest since Ohio State, Michigan in 2016.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it, there was nothing else. Now,
there was some drama to the game. It was the only game in town.
Yeah, it was either that or you could watch the Texans. But, yeah.
But it wasn't the best football.
No, it was. But it was football.
It was football. It was football that counted. So
yeah, and it was an under. So I'll take it. 409 says, horrible day today. Listen to you guys on the app in Odessa. Bring some brightness. Thanks, guys. Let's find something fun just for him. Yeah.
I'm curious. I guess we probably don't have time to fully break into this Jadeveon Clowney, what the potential bring back would be for the Texans, because I'll be honest, I don't want some crappy wide receiver or crappy one running back.
Well, I don't know where the wide receiver thing's coming from. I find it very hard.
I can't imagine they would bring in a wide receiver who kneels before every game.
I think
so un-Texans-like.
I'm going to consider the source there. I just think he's wrong.
I hope you're right.
I don't see any way they would. Now, I I'll say the same thing I did yesterday. I should never say I can't see any way the Texans would do this, because I don't know what we don't know who's making the decisions or how they're running it now. And so far, I have no problem with the first move they made, but yeah, if they wind up trading him for a wide receiver, then I think it starts. Then I think you've got some real scary issues around there.
I mean, Kenyon Drake, I've heard that name.
Yawn.
I know you need a running back, but
you can get a Kenyon Drake when their quality player gets cut.
I mean, that's
those guys are out there.
That's rough if that's what you're taking for freaking Jadeveon Clowney. And for the people who say, well, you got to get something out of him, you don't want to let him walk for nothing. No, playing time out of him. He's a better football player. If you're trading him for Kenyon Drake or Kenny Stills, you are not getting the most out of him. I would rather the Texans have him on the field playing and walk away at the end of the year, or you franchise him again if you want to. I'd probably just let him walk at the end of that. If you still don't think he's good enough to sign long term, just move on from him. Who cares? I mean,
if you can get something from him, I'm not going to let a guy walk for nothing when I have another year of team control.
I just don't understand the walk for nothing thing. You've gotten your contract worth out of him.
But as a team, I haven't, because I still have the option to do it again. That's my right.
It is.
So why am I going to do that and just let the guy and not do it, just let him go and not get anything in return? If I'm going to do it again, I'll trade him next year.
Well,
of course, I would have traded him this year.
Trade him, though, make sure that what you bring back is worth more than the year that you're trading away from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, that's still whatever it is worth more than just saying, oh, we'll let him walk next year. Because that's zero. That your return on that is zero. You get him this year, and then that's
it. You get a compensatory draft pick.
Ooh.
What would you rather have, a third-round pick or Kenyon Drake?
Well, I'm not taking Kenyon Drake. I think that's silly. I think these names are silly. But
I don't. I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah, third-round draft pick. Didn't we just have a discussion about how the Texans do with that? That'll be so useful.
But I would rather. Well, I mean, Kenyon Drake was a third-round draft pick.
Oh, there you go.
He's performed probably worse than your average third-round draft pick.
Yeah, I'm against this whole, oh, let's just keep stockpiling compensatory draft picks.
Well, I'm against trading Jadeveon Clowney away for something that
trading him for Kenyon Drake. Stop trying to put that evil on me.
I'm not
making
it
that
on
move.
You. I'm saying that's what's rumored for the Texans. Kenny Stills and Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, trying
to get something for him. Not the answer.
I do not believe that either one of those things is realistic. I do not believe the Texans would do. I think they have a deal in place, and it's better than that.
And I'll be honest, if next year comes around and you franchise him again, and the Texans they're in a better position than they are now, and it feels like they've actually got a chance to compete, I would keep him again and let him play for you and get that out of him instead of, you know, worrying about what you're going to, you know, what crappy player you're going to get in return for him.
Well, here's the problem, I think. And the problem with your thinking is it's not your fault. It's that Bill O'Brien is a stubborn SOB, and if he has it in his mind that he wants to get rid of the guy, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the real issue here, and that's one of the things that, you know, and listen, I know I bang on this guy a lot. I don't think he's a bad coach. I think he's limited by his stubbornness. And when he decides he doesn't want a guy, it doesn't matter. And if that's where they are, then I don't know what they're going to get for him, but it's not going to be fair value.
Yeah.
And I think that would be dumb. I'm with you. I would say, listen, if I'm not getting something really good, I'll throw his ass out there on the field and let him play.
That's what I believe in. I mean,
if I'm him, I tweak my knee week one.
Right.
You know, so that's really the only thing he has. But, you know, I hope that's not the case. I hope he hasn't made up his mind that he's getting rid of the guy.
Because if he is, then he's stubborn to the point of stupidity.
But we've already seen him be stubborn to the point of stupidity. You got the same offensive line coach year after year. Oh, no, he's a good coach. We're not doing anything there. Despite the fact that every single offensive lineman that's come here since Devlin's been here, none of them has improved.
Yeah.
And some of them have regressed. Kelamete was a better player in New Orleans than he was for the Texans last year. We think Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett are great quarterbacks. These guys can play.
I think Tom Savage is better than he gives us the best chance to win out here, John.
I've got to call the plays now. And no, this guy's really good. He'll be a good play caller. Oh no, we don't need an offensive coordinator. I mean, it is stubbornness to the point of stupidity at times, and that's what's frustrating because there's enough there that the guy could be a pretty good coach.
But as it sits right now, we talked about this a lot yesterday. The division is wide open. There's not a great team in this division now that Andrew Luck's gone. So the Texans have a good a chance as anybody of winning this division. If Jadeveon Clowney gives you the best chance to win the division, then keep him. And whether, you know, okay, maybe you don't sign him long term. Okay.
Worry about this year, and then next year you worry about next year.
You know, if this is what would make it a different story for Bill. If the Texans hadn't foolishly given him an extension and given him unnecessary job security, he'd be more focused on what's going on right now this year, and he wouldn't be thinking about how am I going to be better 2 years from now, because he'd be worried that his ass is on the line. So that's the problem, because he's thinking long term. When honestly, I wish my coach every year, unless it's Bill Belichick, I want my coach every year thinking, dude, I got to coach for my job.
Well, just to pile on that. Dude also gets more power every year.
Not only an extension, but
there's no pressure.
He gets a promotion every year.
Yeah.
By doing nothing.
Oh, man. Well, if you want to watch them Thursday night, I can tell you where to go watch them.
Where would you watch?
I'd go watch them at Big City Wings. And, hey, man, Big City Wings, they got you covered for football season. They carry the SEC Network, Big Ten, Longhorn Network. They're having a Texas Exes viewing party for Texas versus LSU at the Rayford location on September 7th. They've got the NFL ticket and $3 Bud Light aluminum bottles on Thursdays and Sundays. It's also your UH watch party destination, so if you want to go watch UH play against Oklahoma, Big City Wings is your place to go. And, oh, by the way, the wings are fantastic. The food's fantastic. And the way it's set up, there's not a bad seat to watch the games in there. I mean, they've got so many TVs. And like a day like Thursday, where if you're going to go and watch A&M or you want to watch the Texans and try to see them both and everything else that's going on, guess what? That's the place to go. And they've got, listen, I love their wings. They got those special wings right now, the sour cream and onion, that are fantastic. But the whole menu is great. They make everything from scratch. It's all fresh. The burgers are fantastic. 8 great locations all around the city. And they have specials every single night. You know, they even have a special on Tuesday. You know what their Tuesday special is? 2 for Tuesday wings, bone-in or boneless, and $3 Long Island iced teas. That'll cheer up your Tuesday a little bit. Go check them out. Find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. I go to the one out in the Marquis Center all the time. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com.
Some say she's possessed, but I wouldn't say the same. She just collects little Mexican dolls. You better.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.